As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, January the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, always. Workable solutions. When we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, Pilgrim. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And what a flood of email I received yesterday. bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always appreciate receiving your communiques. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that U.S. Postal Zip Zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. You get the idea. We're getting out there. And thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com and all of our archives neatly stored away on the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals open lower as the options expiration Wednesday nears. The SPDR gold shares are selling off some more gold this morning. We'll talk about all that almost immediately. Russian airport bombing, we might go there. Loeffner pleads innocent, maybe we'll go there. BP, JP Morgan, EPA, Rahm Emanuel, they're all in the news this morning as the World Economic Forum opens in Davos, Switzerland. We'll go there as well. Interstate commerce, corporatist cabals, yeah, we'll get into those balls as well. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Tuesday, January the 25th, 2011, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago found gold trading off $6.50 an ounce as the slide continues. Now this morning at $1,328 even, silver off also 6 cents this morning in early trading down at $26.89 an ounce. Platinum off $31 at $1,782 an ounce, and palladium off $29 at $781. The precious metals taking a thrashing in early trading so far. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,321.70 for a low this morning, $1,335.60 for a high. But at $1,328 flat, your gold is up $236.80 year to year for a 21.69% return on your investment. Pick it all up right there. Review those numbers one more time after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Just getting underway here on this Tuesday morning. Back into our market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds all the precious metals trading lower. The gold number this morning, $6.50 to the decline at $1,328 a troy ounce. Silver lost 6 cents in early trading at $26.89. Platinum off 31 bucks at $1,782. And palladium down 29 at $781. Watches those numbers deviating all day long, up and down and up and down, no doubt about it. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $1,321.70 for a low, $1,335.60 for a high, a $13 spread building in there. And again, at $1,328 even, your gold is up $236.80 year to year for a 21.69% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, all those that are not over in Davos, sipping on the fine wines and listening to the great speakers, they set the price at $1,326 even, and it promptly went up $2 and stayed there. Anyway, it's been up and down all morning. The SPDR gold shares, again, big news yesterday. We reported on a 21 metric ton rebuy, and this morning, overnight, apparently, they've dropped almost 11 metric tons. They're showing down 10.93 metric tons overnight. And of course, as the options expirations close on Wednesday, everybody's trying to do everything that they can do to drive the price of gold and silver and the other things that they might be strung out on down as low as possible so that their bloodshed will be at a minimum. Nevertheless, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 109. closed up 109 at 11,981. The NASDAQ closed up 28 at 2718. The S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1,291. Crude oil this morning drops $1.16 to our side this time, bringing the price of crude this morning to $86.71 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, you can find out all about it on the Finex or the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trading website, theice.com, moves up 22 basis points just in time for Davos. Make the boys in Davos. Timmy Geithner's going over there, so he'll look real good with a strong USDX. Anyway, at 78.23, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we basically see a sea of red ink here. Canadian loonie off 57 basis points, just having to round up to get to a buck now, but still yet at parity with the U.S. dollar, the Mexican peso here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies, the Mexican peso, can fill up your pockets at 12.1187 pesos per dollar, 8 cents a pop for pesos. It moves down 49%, 0.49% this morning. 49 basis points is the way they say it. Euro this morning off 14 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.36. The British pound off 138 basis points, a big stick upside the British pound this morning's head, at $1.58 U.S. And the Swiss franc, the only indicator we've got this morning in our basket of currencies that's up, up again 0.62%. Now that everybody's over in Switzerland at Davos, they have to have good news around the dinner table. But it's exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.06 U.S., helping all the travelers to enjoy their vacation. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, shows a yield on the two-year at 0.61%. The 10-year bonds are yielding 3.36%, and the 30-year's at 4.52%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.29% a month ago to 4.09% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.97%, coming away from that 5% interest rate that has held for over a month, to 4.81%. The prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 49.40 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday website, looking at some of the things that are happening today and through the week, the Federal Open Market Committee has their meeting this morning. They're starting it out, and we'll see how that comes out later in the day. The ICSC Goldman store sales is out. Red Book is out. The S&P Case-Shiller making headline news here. We'll talk about that as well later in the morning. The FHFA House Price Index will be out. Consumer confidence will be out at 10, which should be right about now. Maybe we can refresh the browser and pick that up during the broadcast. Tomorrow, the Bank Reserve Settlement will be out. The MBA, that's the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps, will be out early. New home sales will be reported tomorrow. Petroleum status and so on. Looking like we're, let's see, the FOMC meeting announcement will be out tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. We'll see about that. Durable goods will be out on Thursday, jobless claims and so on and so forth. So the week is building a little bit of momentum. Let's go over and take a look at these indicators off the Econoday website. The ICSC Goldman store sales this morning, highlights, they say here, the same store sales. In other words, they're looking at the same stores, you know, like Walmart or Macy's and things like that. The same store sales fell 1.2% in January, the 22nd week, due to a heavy weather in the east. You know, it's always that, isn't it? It's a windstorm. It's a traffic congestion, flat tires, high gas prices. You know, it's always going to blame it on something. The fact is people just aren't buying, all right? Anyway, these guys spin these numbers worse than a top. According to the ICSC Goldman's count, that, however, also shows a doubling in the year-on-year rate to a plus 2.8%. Wow. But the report isn't making much of the results, stressing that January is a low-volume month for retailers and that there's little fundamental significance to read into the weakness. So, in other words, after the merchant man's holy days season, January is kind of a non-event anyway, and so we shouldn't get too uptight about it if they're not selling much. They're probably, they're probably doing a lot of exchanges as everybody brings those striped bell-bottom pants in and exchanges them for a nice pair of Levi's or Wranglers. Heavy weather, this is Red Book, heavy weather in the east is cutting into store sales as if there's no other part of the country. It's just all what's happening in the east. Of course, you know, it is really eastern-centric here. It's New York-centric, all this news is. Heavy weather in the east is cutting into store sales, according to both the ICSC Goldman, released earlier this morning, and also the Red Book, whose same store sales tally came in at a year-on-year plus of 2.3%, down from 2.5% in the week prior, blah, blah, blah. All right, spells trouble for the ex-auto, ex-gas category of the monthly retail sales report. So just when they were looking for the consumers to bail out America, well, you're going to have to look someplace else. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 8 Home Price Index reads on this wise, home price contraction eased in November, according to Case-Shiller data that shows a 0.4% adjusted dip for the Composite 10 Index in November, compared to a 1% drop in October and declines of 0.8% and 0.5% in the two prior months. Doesn't it all just sound like downhill? Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, downhill and downhill from here. Note that the Case-Shiller data are based on a three-month average, which suggests that November may have actually showed a gain. Well, if you can make a gain out of that, what's to profit?
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so I suppose we wouldn't really be following the news if we weren't covering this story. Wall Street partying and Davos says bankers overcome the crisis. Yeah, right. Christine Harper writing this for Bloomberg. As Wall Street chief executive officers flock to the World Economic Forum, they'll be breathing a sigh of relief along with Swiss mountain air. Maybe a little bit of winter skiing in Switzerland. There are no panels on compensation or redesigning financial regulation, all right? There are no panels on compensation. Wasn't that all the big flurry last year? And redesigning financial regulation, all right? All that gone. It's history. Don't look there anymore, folks. After spending much of last year's meetings defending the industry and debating on proposed rules, bankers plan to focus on wooing clients and winning business, all right? That's what they do the best. Wooing clients and winning business. According to executives at the three Wall Street companies who spoke anonymously because they weren't authorized to comment publicly. Ooh, talking past their wrists, right? Talking into their secret gold cufflink, no doubt. The bankers will be coming to Davos, Switzerland with a renewed sense of confidence. And boy, ought they. A renewed sense of confidence. And their pockets brim full of your money. I would say your money and mine, but they don't have much of mine. I'm going to make sure that that stays that way, too. Anyway, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's profits last year were the highest in the bank's history. Well, we've been covering J.P. Morgan a little bit, and we're going to cover them some more today as we continue our study of Gustavus Meyer's history of great American fortunes. But these batards raked it in, and they raked it in big while everybody else is not enjoying the winter snow and the winter weather as they're sleeping in a culvert somewhere in America this morning. Anyway, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's profits last year were the highest in the bank's history, and they've had some record profits in the past. Citigroup Inc. returned money to the U.S. Treasury and reported its first full-year profit since 2007. And you think all these banking companies, you know, they're big out there. They're just buying competition and all that. No. Interbred, interlocked, it's all the same whorehouse, right? All right, you know that. Governments have so far opted against breaking up or levying extra taxes on banks deemed too big to fail. And we've gotten into that. Now you understand fully that these bankers own the lawyers, and the lawyers are the government, and they're never going to have any change in that as long as we allow the system to continue as it does. And the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, which sets global financial regulatory guidelines, isn't requiring lenders to meet new capital standards until 2015, so they get a four-year ride. Wow. It will feel less acute, said Ann Finucane, or something like that, Finucane, the Bank of America Corp's chief strategy marketing officer, who attended with CEO Brian T. Moynihan for the first time last year, and is returning this week. Well, isn't that nice? Ann and Brian maybe having a little tea on the side, maybe enjoying a little biscuit in the morning. The level of angst should have dissipated some, given that there is movement in the economy. All right, how's your level of angst this morning? Tell you what, I'm boiling over. Goldman, Morgan Stanley, 2 years ago after the 2008 financial crisis, after... Baby, you let me know when it's over, okay? The CEOs of Bank of America, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley, there's some guys that ought to be wearing the striped garments. Anyway, stayed away from the annual forum, and well, they should. Bankster gangsters. This year, the only major Wall Street banks that aren't sending CEOs are Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and Morgan Stanley. Instead, being represented by Gary D. Cohn, C-O-H-N, I don't think he's Irish Catholic, 50 years old, and Chairman John J. Mack, 66, respectively. That means banks will be spending on parties. Baby, party! Yeah, Wow, look at all the money we've made this year. Fleece those sheep one more time. J.P. Morgan upgraded its cocktail reception to the Kirshner Museum. I mean, how many of you can't even afford a Taco Bell, right? These guys are upgrading their cocktail reception to the Kirshner Museum from last year's event at the Tonic Piano Bar. Just, well, what can I say? Maybe there was some excitement at the piano bar, you know, quick to light up your smoker, fast with a joke. Bank of America's Moynihan and the firm's other top executives will meet clients for drinks on January the 27th at the Steigenberger Grand Hotel Belvedere. The same night, Morgan Stanley's Mac is hosting a private dinner at a restaurant, Gasthaus in den Island. The Standard Chartered PLC and Deutsche Bank AG are both hosting events at the Belvedere following the following night. You get the idea? They're laughing at you. They're laughing at the world as they twist the metal handle on the gorilla up just a little tighter, choking the life out of the people on the planet. Nomura Holdings, Inc. is having a British journalist and a newspaper editor speak at a dinner party for clients. The first such event, the Tokyo-based bank, is held in Davos. All right, Nomura Holdings, Japanese. According to a person familiar with the planning, Barclays PLC, can you say Rothschild, Goldsmith, etc., Barclays PLC, State Street Global Advisors, Rothschild, will again hold its annual client dinner, but aren't these banks all Rothschild children anyway? Oh, my. Barclays PLC will again hold its annual client dinner at the Hotel Schatzalp. And Credit Suisse Group AG is hosting two client lunches. We need to go back through that little genealogy where we linked up the Vanderbilts with the Churchills in England, where we went back and we tied together the Gordian knot, J.P. Morgan and bunch, and the Rothschilds and the Goldschmidts, and what was the other one, the Bureauschimes or something like that, and we found Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse and all of these banks all just in the family. Anyway, cup of coffee. As always, much of the action at Davos will happen at the meetings and parties that aren't on the official program. And that's the truth. It's these hospitality rooms where everything goes down, baby. And in the private one-on-one sessions, you know, in a quiet cocktail lounge, in a quiet restaurant over white linen and crystal, as we cut deals on the rest of the planet. For bankers like Vereker, well, the most useful thing for us is really just to spend time with key clients. They're not meeting with you or me over there, even if it's just a cup of coffee for 20 minutes or so. And I'll tell you what, people, the price of that 20-minute cup of coffee for some is huge. Huge. How much would you give, okay, for a 20-minute cup of coffee with George Soros? Honestly now, how much would you pay? I'd pony up $500 for that visit just to have a chance to go eye to eye, mano a mano for 20 minutes, whether the coffee remained on the table or not. For bankers like Vereker, in contrast with this year's Davos theme of a shared norms for a new reality, all right, this is Davos theme, shared norms for a new reality. This is the new normal. Snafu, the new normal. They're out there to make money for shareholders and trying to do that the best way they can under a system that they helped design, and this is a hundreds years plan. We're just going through the same cycle again with pretty much the same incentives and power structures. Why would anyone expect anything different? Notice the nonchalant, the cavalier attitude here. All right? Oh, the article goes on and on. Lessons learned, nonsense like that, you know. Geithner and Cantor, here's a good one. Little Timmy Geithner, he's scheduled to be in Davos the first time in more than a decade that a sitting U.S. Treasury Secretary has flown to Switzerland for the conference. Welcome, Timmy. Bring your basket, little boy. Bring your basket.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. Teamspeak. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again going into this article, rather lengthy article about Davos in Switzerland. There's lots of good information, however, in this article. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Lessons learned. Finnick Kane and other senior bankers said that the lessons learned, you know, it's always best practices and lessons learned. You can't get away from it if you're working within the model of Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century. It's all lessons learned. You know, get involved with Tavistock. Learn out about that, you know. Anyway, they also said the reform process isn't finished. Watch that reform process, you know, reformers, progressives, and all that. Many of the rules required by the U.S. Dodd-Frank financial legislation have yet to be written. Don't hold your breath. It worked good for the Photoshop, but it ain't doing too well in the legal land. And Basel still has to craft rules for the too-big-to-fail banks and capital requirements for trading units. Again, they got until 2015 to get any of this stuff on the plate, folks. And I can assure you the American public don't have that kind of memory. The way that the Dodd-Frank is implemented is still up for grabs. Notice, still up for grabs. I wonder how much J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs Cohen would be willing to pay for the way that the Dodd-Frank is implemented. There's a chance we still have some important sessions and regulatory meetings at Davos. Of course, if you look at the schedule, you'll see that there's not much of that going down. Geithner and Cantor, we talked about that briefly. You know, a little Timmy flying in. But the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK will also appear. We don't know which leaders. As will 7 members of the U.S. Congress, including Republican Majority Leader Eric, I love to swing the Cantor. I wonder if he sings very well at the synagogue. And Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Barney Plank. Barney's coming too. Oh, my goodness. None of the U.S.'s main financial regulators, however, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Mary L. Shapiro or the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commissioner Chairman Gary Gensler on the list of participants. You know, they couldn't get clearance for TSA, apparently. Last year, there were a lot of conversations about who to blame, how to blame them, and how to rejigger the industry. Jiggering the industry. That's what they're doing. They're holding on to the corner, and they're rejiggering the industry. Said Yuri Spektorov, a Moscow-based partner in Bain & Company's mergers and acquisitions practice, quote, "It's not a hot topic anymore." Now, we ain't going to do any more rejiggering here. We're not going to blame anybody. We're going to play the blame game anymore. As a matter of fact, we don't even want to discuss it in public, right? Some people have probably learned their lessons. Oh, really? Some probably didn't, but they'll discuss how to move forward. Yeah, you bet that's the truth. Back on track, Goldman Sachs Cohn and Standard Chartered Sands are scheduled to participate in one of the first panels discussing the international financial system. Back on track, question mark. The discussion will also include Liu Mingkang, the chairman of the China Banking Regulatory Commission, as well as London-based lawyer David R. Childs and hedge fund manager Frank Brosens. And the session, unfortunately, will be closed to the press. Well, there's more to that one. We'll come back to that in a minute. Going a little bit further here, Obama's energy climate advisor Browner said plans to leave the administration. This by Nicholas Johnson and Kim Chipman, writing for Bloomberg New News. Carol Brown knows. U.S. President Barry the Usurper's top advisor on energy and climate issues is planning to leave the administration. I thought they created a special little division just for Ms. Browner here. The former head of the Environmental Protection Agency under President Bill Clinton was tapped by the Usurper 2 years ago to coordinate energy and climate policy in his administration. Her plan to step down was previously reported by Politico. All right. They're just not doing too well with their man-made global warming scheme. Browner, 55, helped to lead the White House's unsuccessful effort to pass climate change legislation through the Senate last year. No wonder her dance card got pulled. The failure prompted the administration to move ahead with limits on greenhouse gas emission linked to climate change through the EPA. If it ain't one way, it's another. The regulations, which took effect on January the 2nd, are opposed by industry groups. So they didn't get the big kahuna, but they got the little shrimp and they passed it through, and now everybody's going to have to deal with it. Republicans and some Democratic lawmakers who say the rules will hurt the economy. Browner was a passionate contributor to a White House commitment to environmental policy. Well, there's that, and there's more. Here's a little bit more on BP. While Macondo gently weeps and no one wants to address it, the BP broke a civil racketeering law in a Gulf oil spill, lawyers say. In a lawsuit, Laurel Brubaker, Calkins, and Alan Johnson Jr., writing for Bloomberg collaboratively, BP PLC was accused by lawyers for victims of the worst offshore oil spill, still stuck on stupid with spill, in the U.S. history, of breaking civil racketeering laws by engaging in a pattern of violations that led to the disaster. BP, this is a quote now, BP engaged in a pattern of fraudulent conduct directed at regulators from the inception of the Macondo project. Fraudulent conduct directed at who? Not the general public, but at regulators, all right? The art of deception. By deception they shall wage war. Fraudulent conduct directed at regulators from the inception of the Macondo project. Wonder how much they had to pay per day for that. Continuing through and after the spill, and continuing today. Stephen Herman and James Roy, lawyers for hundreds of oil spill victims, said yesterday in a filing in a federal court in New Orleans. All right, so it would be a class action lawsuit shaping up here. BP's fraudulent actions and omissions were part of a broader pattern of unlawful conduct that it has employed over the years to place profits over safety. We'll find out a little bit more about that when we revisit once again with J.P. Morgan's expansion in the railroad and other steel industries and elsewhere. But we'll have to wait for the next hour. Let's go into this and another article here. This is about Countrywide, the mortgage scam that continues and goes, you know, on and on indefinitely. But we don't seem to really be able to get to any resolution here. This article off of the Bloomberg this morning. Bank of America, Inc.'s Countrywide Financial Unit, acquired by the bank in 2008, was accused of massive fraud. All these accusations, all these claims, all these news articles, and nobody's doing the perp walk, as Mike Chamber loves to say. All right? Nobody's got the orange jumpsuit this morning. Ain't nobody swinging from a lamppost in New York City or Washington, D.C. Why? Bank of America's Countrywide accused an investor suit of massive fraud. Wow. The TIAA and the CREF Life Insurance Company, the New York Life Insurance Company, and Dexia Holdings, Inc. are among a dozen of institutional investors who filed the complaint yesterday. This is the same bunch, you know, New York Life that goes right back to the Morgans and the rise of all of that. You know, we talked a little bit about it briefly yesterday, how the insurance companies are all part of the same incestuous, inbred scumball cabal. The investors claim they bought hundreds of millions of dollars of Countrywide mortgage-backed securities from 2005 to 2007 because they wanted conservative, low-risk investments. Yeah, right. I guess they never had a 20-minute cup of coffee with Jamie Dimon. Never had a macho ball with the old Lloyd Blankfein or Mr. Cohen. Didn't know anything about it. Unexpectedly, Countrywide was an enterprise driven by only one purpose, to originate and securitize as many mortgage loans as possible into MBS, or mortgage-backed securities, to generate profits for the Countrywide defendants without regard to the investors that relied on the critical false information provided to them with respect to the related certificates, according to the complaint. Brings to mind immediately Mr. Sender's comments when he was grilling Blankfein in regards to that shitty deal, Timberlake, which they continued to sell and sell and sell after they were already turning their back on it. Goldman sucks. The suit follows other fraud actions against Countrywide related to alleged misstatements to investors regarding the company's mortgage loan underwriting standards. These people don't have any standards. The only standard that they have is cretin and criminal. J.P. Morgan, another news headline off of Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan fought loan repurchase demands while seeking buybacks from others. You know, Bloomberg's a rather prominent, you know, financial news website. I come here every morning and look at this stuff. A lot of people base, you know, their investment decisions. I don't know whether they're just the day traders or probably not the insiders. By the time this public notice makes the news, it's already too late to protect your assets. Anyway, we'll be back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we got J.P. Morgan fought a loan repurchase demand while seeking buybacks from others. This great lofty article by Jody Shen, Patricia Hurtado, and Prashant Gopal, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. They can't write articles by themselves anymore. People just, you know, it takes a team. You know, together we can. You know, together we can write, I guess. Took three people to write this article. Amazing. What a deal is that? J.P. Morgan Chase & Company demanded that a lender repurchase bad mortgages, even while resisting calls that it buy back the loans from bonds created by Bear Stearns & Company, an insurer said in court papers. Ambac Assurance Corporation, the debt guarantor partly seized last year by Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner, made the claim in a proposed amendment complaint in its lawsuit against Bear Stearns ZMC Mortgage Unit, now owned by J.P. Morgan Chase. All right. Wow. That's the way it works. Mergers and acquisitions just kind of circling the wagons. Of course, it's hard to say if this Ambac Insurance wasn't, you know, just a subsidiary of J.P. Morgan originally. Anyway, seeking to add a fraud claim to the case, reference depositions, email, and letters in the filing, which was unsealed on January the 14th in Manhattan federal court. Mortgage bond investors and other insurers, including Allstate Corporation, oh, you're good hands with Allstate, right? PIMCO, MBIA, etc., have accused loan sellers or bond underwriters of sometimes misrepresenting the quality of the underlying debt. They're immune. I shared with you the immunity clauses written into the commerce thing, okay? They're immune. It's all window dressing. And they'll give each other a few dollars, but then they'll go right back to business. Lessons learned, you know, best practices. So-called mortgage putbacks may cost banks and lenders as much as $90 billion, J.P. Morgan bond analyst said in an October report. And there's a possibility. There's a possibility. These guys are going to get stung and burned real bad this time. Maybe, just maybe. Bears, depends on how much they had to pay for the judges. You know, if you got a $90 billion debt looming out there, you know, you're willing to spend $90 million to buy off the judges. And they'll go. They'll bend over. They love it. They love it up there. They've been practicing with the TSA. At the same time, Bear Stearns was denying demands from Cencora that it repurchase the loans, even though the insurers cited the same flaws, according to the filing. Bear Stearns had bought the loans and packaged them into bonds to sell to investors. Of course, the problem with taking this stuff to the bank and to the courts is that they treat each one of these as, oh my gosh, never heard of anything so horrible in my life. Every issue, you know, every lawsuit is treated as a new event, a separate event, you know. There's no real precedent here, none at all. What are we going to get out of it? We aren't going to get anything out of it. What are they going to get out of it? Billions and billions served, no doubt about it. So there's a whole gob and a bunch more that we could cover with that one. I want to share with you a little bit, however, out of this. This is, again, out of Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, Myers, 1907, quite a muckraker himself, very interesting book to read. I'm page 630 here, trying desperately to finish this book this week. From the time of its organization, the United States Steel Corporation had distributed many billions of dollars in profits. Okay, U.S. Steel, again, J.P. Morgan Chase. And wow, I'll tell you, the story about the creation of the American, what is it, Securities Corporation, et cetera, that was, had to be put together in order to gain a monopoly control and drive out all competitors, including Tennessee Coal and Iron and the other people, all of the work and the energy, you know, and the money that was required to put this cartel together is an impressive rollout. All right? But from the time of its organization, the United States Steel Corporation, J.P. Morgan, had distributed many billions of Carnegie. He really swindled Carnegie. He beat him, and he beat him bad. Oh, boy. They're amazing. These people would eat their children. And did. During the World War, its profits, called earnings, World War, during the World War, of course, it's being written before the Second World War. This is World War One, Part A. During the World War, its profits, called earnings, on its common stock rose to a phenomenal proportions from 11% in 1913 to 48.46% in 1916 and to 39.5% in 1917. During the same time, its profits on preferred stock increased from 22.54% to 75.37%. And we're looking at a year-to-year return on your investment in gold this morning of 21.69%. So a year-to-year 75.37% return on your investments, looking pretty good. Even after paying federal income and excise excess profit taxes, the United States Steel Corporation had in 1917, we're talking about patriotism now, right? Being patriotic, supporting the war effort, right? The captains of finance and industry, the military-industrial complex, even after the payment of federal income and excess profit taxes, the United States Steel Corporation had in 1917 a net income of $244,738,908 remaining from its total revenue of $478 million. The huge profits went to enrich a few, for of the more than 100,000 stockholders, less than 2% held half of the stock, while the final control of the steel trust rested in the house of J.P. Morgan and Company. Huh? Kind of sound familiar? Years of extraordinary profit were, of course, followed by years not so plenteous, or by depression years in which profits fell. Right, so they've had these fantastic years of gorging themselves on your money and mine, all right? The great financial meltdown. It's funny, in 2007, you know, this is exactly 100 years after they did it the last time. No one noticed. But the lot of the great body of workers in the steel industry remained precarious in the entire series of years. We hear about the chattel slavery, you know, and we talked about that a little bit over the past weekend with the Right Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard's Merchant Man's Holy Day. But this idea of the chattel, you know, slavery, basically it's property. You don't mistreat your horse, and you don't mistreat your ox, and you don't mistreat your tractor. But using that as kind of like a pseudo-Holocaust event, it makes for a really good smokescreen to hide the real problems in this country. Years of extraordinary profit were, of course, followed by years not so plenteous, or by depression years in which profits fell, but the lot of the great body of workers in the steel industry may remain precarious in the entire series of years. Studies of 21 industries by the National Industries Conference Board were marked by John L. Lewis, that's AFL-CIO, isn't it? United Mine Workers, American, the chairman of the Committee for Industrial Organizations, John Lewis, as showing that the steel industry ranked last, both as to actual money wages and real wages, during the period from 1923 to 1936. In March of 1936, the average wage paid to workers in the steel industry, now they're not living in a cabin someplace, you know, they ain't cribbed up like an Uncle Tom, no, they're not living up in the big mansion. These people are grubbing for a life in some five-story brownstone, living four and five families to a room. In March 1936, the average wage paid to workers in the steel industry was 65 cents. And to an unskilled worker, 47 cents an hour. And that's not bad money for those days, 65 cents and 47 cents an hour. Although Lewis pointed out this industry had produced great numbers of millionaires and a roster of multimillionaires, he continues here, says it has never, throughout the last 35 years, paid even so much as a bare subsistence wage, not to mention a living wage, to the great mass of its workers. The profits of the steel industry had been relatively as enormous as its wage payments had been small. Great payments have not been made to wage and salary workers because the monopolist earnings have realized have been used to pay dividends on fictitious capital stock, to add physical values in the way of plant extensions, and to multiply the machines that displace the labor. So while the people are working their fingers to the nubbins and dying on the vine, these big guys are building machinery that will just replace the laborers. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, a variety of news in the first hour together with some information, illuminating information right out of Gustavus Meyer's History, the Great American Fortunes, looking at the J.P. Morgan Company, Goldman Sachs, and all the rest of these guys. Go back into the history in a little bit different direction. This out of America Past and Present by Devine Breen, Fredrickson, and Williams, a textbook published long ago. On the verge of victory over Conkling, Garfield planned to leave Washington on July the 2nd of 1881 for a vacation in New England. Walking towards his train, he was shot in the back by Charles J. Guiteau, a deranged lawyer and disappointed office seeker, think of him as the Loeffner of his day, I guess, and Vice President Chester A. Arthur, an ally of Senator Conkling, became the president. In the election of 1884, Grover Cleveland, the Democratic governor of New York, narrowly defeated the Republican nominee James G. Blaine, largely because of the continuing divisions in the Republican Party. You know, who's your friend here? Republicans, Democrats, Republicans? The first Democratic president since 1861, Cleveland was slow and ponderous, known for his honesty, stubbornness, and hard work. His term in the White House from 1885 to 1889 reflected the Democratic Party's desire to curtail federal activity. Cleveland vetoed over two-thirds of the bills presented to him, more than all of his predecessors combined. Grover Cleveland. He continued Arthur's naval construction program and forced railroad, lumber, and cattle companies to surrender millions of acres of fraudulently occupied public domain. Late in 1887, he devoted his annual message to an attack on the tariff, the vicious, inequitable, and illogical source of unnecessary taxation, and committed himself and the Democratic Party to lower the tariff. All this concurrent with our discussions here with Gustavus Myers. He continued again. Republicans in power, the billion-dollar Congress, despite Harrison's narrow margin. Again, this is Benjamin Harrison and Grover Cleveland, election of 1888. Despite Harrison's narrow margin, the election of 1888 was the most sweeping victory for either party in almost 20 years. You know, you go into these college and high school textbooks, you know, and you got to be able to read with a certain amount of discernment. As Gustavus Myers said, they always will paint the pictures in laudatory ways. Very rarely do they ever get in and really rake the muck. But anyway, it gave the Republicans the presidency in both houses of Congress, much the way the buried usurper came into power. Eager to block Republican-sponsored laws, the Democrats in Congress used minority tactics, especially the disappearing quorum rule, which let members of the House of Representatives join in the debate, but then fused to answer the roll call to determine if a quorum was present. For 2 months, the Democrats used the rule to bring Congress to a halt. Sound familiar? The Republicans grew angry and impatient. On January the 29th of 1890, they fell two votes short of a quorum, and Speaker of House Thomas B. Reed, a crusty veteran of Maine politics, made congressional history. Quote, "The chair," he says, "directs the clerk to record the following names of members present and refusing to vote." Democrats shouted, "Czar! Czar!" Oh, and you think czar is something new in American politics? A title that stuck to Reed for the rest of his life. Tumults continued for days, but in mid-February 1890, the Republicans adopted the Reed rules and proceeded to enact the party's program. Well, that's the way it is. Just enact the party's program. That's why you're there.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again going through a little bit more of this history of the America right out of this great big textbook that I've got. I don't know, 1,000 pages. I don't know how many pages this textbook has. Let's just take a look and see if we can even come close. No, that's 1,000 pages, about what I thought. I'd like to go through a quarter of your life, one quarter of your school year, and cover 1,000 pages of American history. I don't think you could. They'd probably stretch this one out and give you a master's degree just for reading the book. But one of the more most important laws Congress has passed, the Sherman Antitrust Act, all right, made the United States virtually the only industrial nation to regulate business combinations. That's what the U.S. Steel is all about. It's a combination. There's lots of them out there. How's that worked out for America? How's this Sherman Antitrust Act worked out for America? The Supreme Court crippled the act. Buying the best Congress and buying the best judges you can. The Supreme Court crippled the act in U.S. versus E.C. Knight Company in 1895, ruling that it applied only to commerce and not to manufacturing. But after the turn of the century, it gained fresh power. Another measure, the Sherman Silver Purchase Act, tried to end the troublesome problem of silver. As one of the two precious metals, silver had once played a large role in currencies around the world, but by the mid-1800s, it had slipped into disuse. With the discovery of the great Bonanza mines in Nevada, American silver production quadrupled between 1870 and 1890, glutting the world market and persuading many European nations to demonetize silver in favor of the scarcer metal gold. Of course, we hear about now over in China, you know, having record output and production in their gold mines and probably silver mines as well. all over Africa they are. We'll go there maybe in a minute and talk about that partition in the Sudan if we have time. But here now, we're coming in there, and they're going in and locking up all of the available known places for mining the rare earth metals. They're not at all rare. They're abundant over the planet, but it's difficult and quite a pollutant to mine the stuff and process it. All right. Anyway, so continuing, American silver production quadrupled between 1870 and 1890, glutting the world market and persuading many European nations to demonetize silver. In favor of the scarcer metal gold, the United States kept a limited form of silver coinage with a congressional passage of the Bland-Allison Act in 1878. And it shouldn't be surprising to find out that the J.P. Morgan and Company, were deep involved in all of this stuff, buying bonds and selling bonds back. But there's more to this, how the little magnates got their millions. How the little magnates, you know, we talk about the war between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. When we study out of Karl Mordecai Marx's Communist Manifesto, collaboratively writing with Friedrich Engels to support the positivist First Social International. Anyway, well, he's talking about this war that's raging, all right? Well, what's this war that's raging? Well, they're trying to extirpate the middle class. Now, the middle class is not you and I, you know, the worker bees. No. You're the proletariat, all right? The worker bees. You little humming bees. Get back in there and get some more honey. All right? You drones, line up. The queen wants you. All right? That's the way it is. No. We're going after the middle class. And who are the middle class? Well, the middle class is the little magnates here. The little magnates. How the little magnates lost their millions. Well, one of the darn good way to lose your millions is to get involved in the stock market. But one of these minor capitalist cliques was what was called the Heinz, like Heinz ketchup, you know, like the wife, John Kerry. What was her name? Teresa Kerry Heinz? Yeah. Ketchup girl. Heinz Morse Thomas Group. Its control comprised 12 banks and two trust companies, a coastwise steamship company, consolidated by the inclusion of a number of steamship companies, large copper mines, a trust in ice, and various other properties, a trust in ice. We're going to find out about the importance of that trust in ice at this time period. The control of some of these properties was largely secured by means of the enormous profits robbed from the poor by the exactions of the ice trust. Well, it's not the ice.com. That's the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. And they're involved in enormous profits being robbed from the poor by penalties and taxes and exactions of every kind. Now, this is the ICE Trust. It's different. And this robbery was made possible and easy by means of a corrupt alliance between Morse and the Tammany administration in New York City. Of course, you've heard of Tammany Hall. Before organizing the ICE Trust, Morse had been an inconspicuous banker, just another banker. In the course of this business, he had dealings in discounting the notes of various individuals and firms engaged in the selling of ice. Conceiving the idea of forming a trust in that necessity, he set about to crush out the small dealers. Ice, for God's sakes. One of his first steps was to assure himself of the collusion of powerful politicians ruling the government of New York City. He's going to assure to himself the collusion of powerful politicians ruling the government of New York City, like Michael Bloomberg, number 16, kill it, you know, that guy. In its investigation of the administration of New York City, the Mazet Committee, of course, this is the way that Gustavus Myers writes. He's taking this information, he's not pulling it from, you know, out of the thin air. He's excerpting directly out of these committee investigations and floor proceedings in Congress, etc. Again, in its investigation of the administration of New York City, the Mazet Committee, an investigating body appointed by the legislature of New York, of course, in 1899, exposed the conspiracy between the ICE Trust on the one hand and on the other, the dock and other municipal departments. All right? Public-private partnerships, once again. So, to create and maintain a monopoly of New York's ice supply, Mayor Van Wyck, a puppet of the big Tammany leaders, like J. Giuliani, you know. Well, Taras, Muhammad Atta and the Flying Circus, right? Mayor Van Wyck, a puppet of the big Tammany leaders, subsequently admitted in his testimony before Judge Gaynor of New York Supreme Court that he obtained 5,000 shares worth $500,000 of ICE Trust stock. He alleged that he had paid $57,000 in cash for them. Quite the deal. Pressed for proof to substantiate his statement, he failed to prove that he had actually paid anything. That's a freebie. That's a little envelope, you know, that maybe Mr. Cantor receives from time to time from Adelson and his gambling casino interests. The testimony before the Mazet Committee conclusively showed that the corrupt arrangement between the ICE Trust and the city officials was such as to compel the people to pay 60 cents, 100 pounds, and that the ICE Trust had stopped the sale of 5-cent pieces of ice, practically cutting off the supply to the very poor. Oh, why do we all wring our hankies about ice? Ice, remember, there weren't any refrigerators at this time, honey. Ice was really important. How important was it? Millions from suffering, disease, and death. Still worried about the plantations? Wait till you hear this, but you'll have to wait till after this.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
You know, these people just don't have a heart. They don't have a soul. They don't really have a spirit. They're just wicked people seeking fortune, you know? Fortune. That's all it is. It's all about greed. It's reaching for that brass ring of power. Here's the article. Millions from suffering, disease, and death. And profiting on the misery of others. They love to do it. Doing it for a long time. The result, again, this is ICE Trust. The result was a noticeably great increase in the rate of mortality among the children of the poor. Large numbers of families living on the most precarious edge of destitution, sound familiar, could not afford to pay the extra 5 cents demanded for a piece of ice. The milk soured and acted like poison on the children. The increasing number of deaths in successive summers when the terrific heat made ice an absolute necessity, especially in the congested tenements, could be traced in large part to the methods of the ICE Trust. Millions of other people who could ill afford to pay the exactions demanded. 42 U.S.C. 1981. Read it for yourself. Millions of other people who could ill afford to pay the exactions demanded were compelled to give up extra tribute or go without ice. Those methods were not different from any of those of the capitalism in every field. The invariable principle upon which capitalists acted, and by which they tremendously augmented their profits, was to sell necessities at the very highest price when the people needed them most. And so, as we've said time and again on this broadcast, here Gustavus Myers being a second witness. At this time, we can anticipate that the things that we need in life are going to go up, 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 up in price. For the things that we don't need, like the majority of that cheap Chinese plastic crap, are going to go down, 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 in not only price, but value. You will just not value them. And so it was here. In the depths of winter, the price of coal, you know, we heard about Nat King Cole. Nathaniel Rothschild likes to be known as Nat. Desiring to build a combination, comparable perhaps with the European coal and steel combine, maybe along the same lines as the U.S. steel combine. Nat King Cole. In the depths of winter, when the price of coal was always raised to an exorbitant point, notice how they gained a monopoly, not only on the mining grounds for coal, and the horrific way that they treated and mistreated the miners, but they also gained monopoly control on the railroads, the transportation of that coal. Why? So that in the winter, in the deep depths of winter, as we find ourselves today in this global warming world that we live in, that the price of coal was always raised to an exorbitant point. Talk about heating fuel going up, natural gas going up in the middle of the winter. When you're over the barrel and you're going to pay the price no matter what, just to keep your family warm, while giving his bits of donations for the founding of hospitals, the successful capitalist reaped his millions from conditions productive of vast suffering and disease on every hand. The more profits he made, the more of a financial genius he was accounted by his class and by all who were influenced by the standards of that class. In other words, hail Nat King Cole. In the media, hail Nat, all right? That's the way it goes. And they're written up in the encyclopedias as great men. They get front page banner news stories, you know, in Parade, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post. Anyway, back to the story here. The newspapers began giving extended notices of him. The price of ICE Trust stock went up in Wall Street, and fine men and women in elegant society were only too eager to get hold of stock paying such dividends. True, charges of violating the law were made against Morse, or you could just say made against Madoff. or made against Blank Fine or Diamond or any of the rest of these criminals, but they were made solely on behalf of the smaller firms whom Morse had forced out of business. District Attorney Jerome could discover no criminality in any of Morse's methods. And that's what we can expect to find out of these justices, just ices, in regards to the mortgage fraud. They'll take their time. Don't expect any regulations to come out of the Dodd-Frank. They'll take their time. They've got 4 years to let the people, their angst and anger, die down. Here's another one, busting the trust. Again, back out of America Past and Present by Divine Breen Fredrickson Williams. This is a textbook, American history textbook, of the first caliber. There's a widespread conviction in the minds of the American people that the great corporations known as trusts are in certain of their features and tendencies hurtful to the general welfare, close quote. Roosevelt reported to Congress in 1901, again, back contemporary now, with Gustavus Myers' writings, that quote from Roosevelt, the Teddy, I believe, Theodore. Like most people, however, the president wavered on the trusts, vacillating, a flip-flopper, a Barry, the usurper of his time, a Jorge Bush, or worse, William Jefferson Clinton. The president wavered on the trust. Large-scale production and industrial growth, he believed, were natural and beneficial. They needed only to be controlled. Right. Securities and Exchange Commission, maybe? Environmental Protection Agency, Browner stepping down. She's going to probably enter the revolving door. The next thing we'll hear of Browner is she'll be working for Monsanto, along with Blackwater or Z. Still, he distrusted the trust's impact on local enterprise and individual opportunity, distinguishing between good and bad trusts. So it's good, profit is good, loss is bad. So as long as your trust happens to be raking in the profits, it's a good trust, right? And when your trust is losing money, like Bernie Madoff, then it's a bad trust, right? Lose your trust. He pledged to protect the former while controlling the latter. Someone want to name the good trusts in American history? At first, Roosevelt hoped the glare of publicity would be enough to uncover and correct business evils. And in public, he both praised and attacked the trusts. Mr. Dooley poked fun at his wavering quote. Well, we don't need to do that. It's funny, but it's not worth it. In 1903, Roosevelt asked Congress to create a Department of Commerce and Labor. We haven't deviated from our discussion at all, have we? We're still on the Commerce Clause. We're still trying to figure out the impacts of Interstate Commerce Commission, interstate and intrastate commerce in America, and how that might justify the creation of Obamacare and the Food Modernization and Security Act and the Patriot Act and the TSA and all the rest of this crap. With a Bureau of Corporations empowered to investigate corporations engaged in interstate commerce. Anybody heard of the Bureau of Corporations lately? I haven't. Congress balked. Roosevelt called in reporters and in the off-the-record interview charged that John D. Rockefeller had organized the opposition to the measure. All right, Gustavus Myers lays all this out for us, how these petards do this, organizing the opposition. They give millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stock shares for nothing, a little envelope, to their favorite legislator, maybe Eric Cantor. Here, Eric, have some tickets to fly over to Davos, and here, by the way, is a gift certificate to the local ski shop. Set yourself up with some nice apparel and enjoy the backcountry powder. Oh, thank you. How thoughtful. How absolutely thoughtful of you. I'll be glad to. By the way, what was that legislation you wanted me to sponsor?
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, you can visit our website, becomevocallocal.com, to engage in our chat room discussion, rather lively discussion going on in there. Lots of links. Maybe there's a piece of information you'd like to drop and share with the other chatters. You're certainly welcome to do so at becomevocallocal.com. Bookmark that link and join us in the chat room each and every morning. But back to the discussion here. Back again, once again, to Morgan as the nation's savior. Yeah. Morgan, J.P. Morgan, as the nation's savior, back in 1907, that time period, all right? Talking about the ICE Trust, an ICE Trust of all things, for God's sake. From this process of exaction and indirect homicide on a great scale, the ICE Trust profits became very great. The money thus taken in, Morse used to finance other enterprises, buying up the control of a number of coastwise steamship lines. These would be coasting trade. He consolidated them into one corporation with the familiar accompaniments of stock watering and juggling. Montana, here continuing, says he allied himself with the Heinzes, who owned large copper mines in Montana. You thought they just did ketchup, right? And whose manipulation of the politics and politicians of that state was somewhat similar to that Morse used in New York City. Also, he made a coalition with Thomas, who controlled some New York City banks. On the surface, this seemed a very powerful combination, but not an opportunity was lost by Morse and his associates to spread abroad the impression that they were too formidable to be overthrown. Well, J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers, they saw to that. And in the next segment of that book, They destroyed Morse, left him penniless. Anyway, that's what they do. They eat their own people, all right? It's like a snake that dines on his own tail. The World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2011, all right, this is right off their website, www.weforum.org, events, etc. The annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos clusters is perhaps the best known to the world at large, simply as Davos, of course. Oh, I love Davos. You can buy the T-shirt. You can. From the gift shops there in Davos. The annual meeting provides a rethinking of our systems. Be concerned. Be aware. A rethinking of our systems. And exploration of strategies and solutions that have positive transformational implications. Notice the wording chosen here. Particular emphasis will be placed on addressing the question of, quote unquote, how, not who, not when, Wenjiabo, Wu Jintao. No, instead, they're going to focus on how. Right? Particular emphasis will be placed on addressing not when, not who, but how, the question of how, quote unquote, how. Going beyond analysis and elaborating innovative ideas and solutions to the key global challenges. You know, this broadcast focuses on solutions. Not these kinds of solutions. I've shared with you time and again my solution. If we do not soon abolish the established two-party political system and restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government on our shores, amongst our several states, we're done. Like the Thanksgiving turkey, just put a fork on it, put it on the table, and let's eat, baby. For more than four decades, the annual meeting, 40 years now, this goes back to the time of these writings we've been sharing. For more than four decades, the annual meeting has provided leaders from industry, government, academia, civil society, and the media. Can you see the Council on Foreign Relations? You see the Trilateral Commission? You see the, what is it, the London School of Economics, the roundtables, you name it, Frankfurt School, it's all in here. Again, industry, government, academia, civil society, and the media. Go up and look at CorporationNation.com. Dial that into the mix. These are the people. The diversity and the informal and collaborative spirit of Davos, quote-unquote, the spirit of Davos, not the spirit of division, but the spirit of universalism, all right, Catholic, largely, mean that as well as engaging with familiar faces, participants have the chance to connect with people they don't know, is networking, who challenge the way they think and act, right? So you get to meet with people who are going to challenge the way they think and act. This is consensus building. This is the idea of training up and raising up another herd of change agents to disperse out across the world. Right? This is the sort of stuff that the Tavistock excels in. Participation in the World Economic Forum annual meeting is by invitation only and limited to. So if you're not on the list, you're not on the list. You won't have a seat in the dining room. Chief executive officers of the world's leading global businesses. Representing the forum's 1,000 member companies, you see the magnitude of the competition and the dire straits we find ourselves in. Politicians from the G20 and other key countries, including over 30 heads of states and governments. So we have the chief executive officers of global government, global businesses in partnership, in tandem, with politicians from G20. And other key countries, the heads of all major international organizations. Now you can understand the significance of pluralism. Pluralism. We've talked about that in the past. It's in the archives. You can find out more about it. Just Google and Scroogle and dogpile it up. The chairs of the 72 Global Agenda Councils. Global Agenda Councils. Agenda 21. ICLEI, the chairs of the 72 Global Agenda Councils, representing a network of over 12,000 experts. You know, it's all experts say. Someone familiar with the matter said. Representatives from civil society, stakeholder groups. Civil society, stakeholder groups. Would that be your Council of Governors? Your Association of Governors? Would that be your Chambres du Commerce? Civil society, would that be representatives from the National Education Association, Administration, whatever that is, NEA? Maybe it would be the teachers' unions. Maybe it would be academia. Representatives from civil society stakeholder groups. Media leaders. These would be the ones that the Morgans and the Rockefellers, they bought them all up, decided they ought to own the media, and they did. Now they do. Young global leaders. As above, so below. Young global leaders. These are the up-and-coming stars, you know. These are your Tea Party folk, etc. These are the new people that are being indoctrinated by the Green Cross optimists. These would be the young people that have gone through the United Nations training programs, and now they're going back into their communities to work the wonders of globalism at home. Social entrepreneurs. Social entrepreneurs. Curious, huh? Technology pioneers. That'd be Facebook, you know, MySpace or whatever it is and all the rest of them. Technology pioneers. And spiritual and cultural leaders. I don't know whether or not Sun Yat-sen and Moon will be there. But they'll have all the seancers will be present, no doubt about that. For more information, then they say, see the annual meeting. Well, there's more to this. Let's take a look at this one. Again, focusing on Davos, Switzerland right now, as they're meeting, as we speak. Quite a schedule set up, very, very uninforming schedule that they've got, but they've got it all up on the website here. World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2011 Executive Summary, Davos Cluster, Switzerland, 2630. Of course, a guy named Schwab is running this thing this year, but if you go back and make the connections as we have with Gustavus Myers, you'll see that the Schwabs and the Morgans and all these guys and the Vanderbilts, they go way back. Nothing new here. Shared norms for the new reality. We're in a new reality now. We've had the new legal order, and then we had the new economic order, but now we're embracing the new reality, the shared norms for the new reality. What is the purpose, they say? Improving the state of the world requires all stakeholders to collaborate in proactive, integrated, and systematic manner to address global challenges. And we can't even get six people to come out and attend a meeting in a local voting precinct group. And you wonder why we're losing the battle? Why each decade goes by, we just lose more ground and more freedoms? Because we're unwilling to do the things that are necessary. We're unwilling to do the things that are inconvenient. They are. We're not. And we lose, they win. For this purpose, and for over four decades, the World Economic Forum annual meeting has provided an unrivaled platform for leaders from all walks of life to shape the global agenda and catalyze solutions at the start of each year. And I doubt that there are very many listening that even bothered to put together a list of the things they would like to do this year. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch.
ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so still brushing our way through this Commerce Clause expose many days in a row now. Back to the DeLaVue and Howard's principles of business law. We've already talked about the federal power to regulate business. Let's look at the state regulation of business. Again, everybody's talking about 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment. Well, state and local governments use their quote-unquote police power to enact laws to promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. Promoting the morals, huh? Morals and dogma, right? Ethics, right? Little children in a school over in California. Yesterday I heard a news about it. Performing fellatio on one another and being in classrooms naked. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's what your state and local governments do. They promote safety and health, public health, and morals, and general welfare. Of necessity, such laws frequently result in the regulation of business activity. The Commerce Clause does not expressly prohibit the use of a state's police power merely because one aspect of a given law has this result. But as interpreted by the courts, the Commerce Clause does impose several restrictions on the use of police power as it affects business. Even going into that health food store there, Rossum Milk, you know, with a SWAT team. Oh, my God, we can't have that whole milk there in the store. The first restriction is that state and local governments cannot enact laws on subjects that are considered to be exclusively federal. Do not you dare interfere with the federal dominion. One nation under God, indivisible, right? Indivisible. Thanks to Avram Springsteen. But continuing back to the annual meeting, convening under the theme of shared norms for a new reality. All right, the theme for the World Economic Forum is founded upon four interconnected pillars. All right, Solomon's pillars, once again, four of these interoperable, interconnected pillars. One, responding to the new reality. All right, so we've got to recognize that we have a new reality. We have the post-mortgage fraud scam, and we're in a new reality where we no longer can verify who owns property, the chains of title on millions of pieces of land in America have been forever and irretrievably and irreparably severed and broken. That will always remain a cloud on the title of that land. But who cares anyway, right? Plank number one, Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property. And as we've shared in the past, property begins with you. As Andre J. Galambos has defined it, a man's property is his life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property. But if property could be defined in such a fashion, and we can continue with Galambos' logical way of reasoning as volitional science, and understand that freedom then would be 100% control over your property, your life, and all non-procreative derivatives of it, 100% of the time, and advancing the corollary, 0% control over your neighbor's property 100% of the time, and understanding that your rights end where the rights of another begin, then we can understand what Karl Mordecai Marx, Friedrich Engels, and the British positivists and the First International were aiming at when they sought, first and foremost, the abolition of private property. That means you don't own yourself, and you haven't since you were born on the soil of this country. A birth certificate, check it out. Responding to the new reality, that's going to be their number one goal for this year. What are your number one and two goals? Number two, the economic outlook and defining policies for inclusive growth. Inclusive growth. Inclusive. An all-inclusive program of action for the 21st century. Inclusive growth. That's not national sovereignty. That's not the Commonwealth of Nations. It's inclusive growth. Supporting the G20 agenda. That's what Davos does. And building a risk response network, remember, from Agenda 21, Chapter 7.759. The promotion of a culture of safety. Pre-disaster planning, post-disaster recovery. The development of a safety cult. Risk response network. Risk response, even financial risk, you know, no risk, no reward in business. A risk response network. The key to navigating the new reality will be the shared norms that not only transcend differences across generations. Transcending the differences across generations. So much for your customs, your tongues, your tribes, your creeds, and your traditions. So much for the common law and the natural law. No, no, legal positivism will transition. It will transcend all of the differences across generations, stakeholder groups, and geographies in a multipolar world. What the hell do they mean by that? Bipolar, multipolar, solar polar. But also enable inclusive growth. These norms must be truly shared and integrated into a holistic... Wait a minute, holistic. Didn't we hear that just the other day? Yesterday, Hillary Clinton going down to Mexico and getting into some kind of a holistic seance on all things American and Mexican in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. These norms must be truly shared and integrated into a holistic, interdisciplinary and multidimensional framework. Yeah. For governments as well as multinational corporations, shared norms provide the compass by which leaders give and receive direction. Always those leaders who are your leaders today. Define benchmarks for acceptance. Excuse me. Define benchmark for acceptable and unacceptable behavior. It's all ethics, you know, moral relativism, but ethics. No morals involved in it, right? And ensure inclusive rather than exclusive outcomes. All the little children can take their clothes off. After all, they're 8 years old now. They're ready to experience sexual things in their lives, right? Well, they think so in the schools in California, apparently. Thematic clusters of the program. Talk about a cluster, well, program, a cluster program. Responding to the new reality. The new reality is a world with manifold power centers. Manifold. Many power centers. Many power centers. the new feudalism. There'll be power centers in each nation, state. Many power centers. Manifold power centers. What's a manifold anyway? You ever look under the hood of your car? They're all interconnected. They're all interoperable. And they're all interdependent. One manifold, many cylinders. Characterized by high degree of volatility. That would be the gas, right? Blowing up in those cylinders. And the entrance and exit of players in the global race for competitiveness. Now, we talked a little bit this morning about the entrance and the exit of players in the global race for competitiveness. These people will eat their children. I guess they're doing that in California, too. Reshaped roles of governments and new social and environmental demands on businesses. Carbon credits, carbon trading, EPA. Can't even start a business in this country any longer. There's so much red tape and expense. At the annual meeting, 2011, participants will gain clear insight into these issues and have a collaborative opportunity to shape aspects of this new reality. We just want to share the language base here. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. An advanced degree in Bernays School of Public Relations. The need to identify and anticipate normative changes as the global power balance shifts to China. Economic interdependence deepen and business models mature and disruptive technologies emerge, places enormous pressure on the executive leadership and governance bodies of any major institution. These disruptive technologies emerge. What are those disruptive technologies? That be blowing the hell out of a Soviet airport last evening? How many died there? The need to identify and anticipate normative changes as the global power balance shifts. Point number two, the economic outlook and defining policies for inclusive growth. Number three, supporting the G20 agenda. Number four, building a global risk management or response mechanism. Number five, the world's foremost multi-stakeholder community. Participation in the World Economic Forum annual meeting is by invitation only and is limited to the world's leading chief executives. Blah, 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 blah. In a world without representation, there can be no freedom. Be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.